In a world that is just flooded with stories, you have to ask which ones actually get told. Today, we're going to dive into a publisher with a really powerful answer to that question, Hecate Edchon. Their whole mission is built on amplifying the voices we just don't hear often enough.
This one sentence. This is it. This is the why behind everything they do. It really frames their work not just as publishing, but as this amazing cultural project, you know? They're dedicated to finding and turning up the volume on the voices that tend to get lost in all the noise.
So, how do you turn a belief like that into a reality? I mean, how does a publisher actually do it? Well, for Hecate, it all starts with a super clear identity and a core set of guiding principles.
Hecate operates from this fascinating crossroads. On one hand, they're deeply, deeply rooted in the local culture of Tunis. But on the other, their perspective is totally global, always looking outward. And it's this blend of the local and the universal that really defines their whole approach.
And these are the four pillars that really hold up their entire mission. You can see that perfect balance, right? Between rootedness and modernity. And then there's this incredible commitment to infuse every single book they choose with care, with curiosity, and with a deep, deep sense of our shared humanity.
Okay, so with that mission in mind, let's actually see how it takes shape in their books. First up, how they challenge history by bringing these forgotten narratives back into the light.
For example, one of their books takes us deep into the medieval Mediterranean. We're talking about a chapter of Sicilian history that is almost completely ignored by the traditional, you know, conflict-focused history books.
So instead of the usual story of conquest and conflict, what it reveals is this absolutely fascinating society that was defined by coexistence. I mean, this was a place of incredible cultural fusion, where the people in power actually prioritized social harmony. It just completely reframes how we see that entire period.
Hecate also publishes books that are not afraid to draw a straight line from the distant past right to the power structures that shape our world today. They literally give readers the language to understand and, well, to resist.
And what gets revealed is this ideological thread that runs right through history. You can literally trace a line from the Crusades through the myth of a so-called civilizing mission all the way to the mechanics of our globalized economy today. It's all about understanding that continuity.
But they don't just look backwards. Not at all. Hecate is just as committed to giving a platform to authors who are bravely confronting the complex and, let's be honest, often difficult realities of right now.
This incredible novel introduces us to Salima. She's a woman who finds the courage to rebel against a society that is just demanding she stays silent and conform. And her personal story becomes this vehicle for exploring much, much larger issues.
The real power of this novel comes from its unflinching honesty. I mean, it directly confronts these sensitive, painful topics. The experiences of single mothers, youth suicide, addiction. These are subjects that are so rarely discussed this openly.
And the result? It's a story that doesn't just shock you, it resonates. It leaves this powerful, lasting impact on you because it manages to be both painful and, in the end, incredibly inspiring.
Then in another novel, we're dropped right into the tense, quiet atmosphere of a country on the absolute brink of massive change. It follows a screenwriter who escapes the city only to find himself confronting his own life-altering story.
And here's the key, right? At its core, the whole story is exploring the act of writing itself. In this world, it's not just a craft. It becomes a form of survival, a way to make sense of everything, and a real act of defiance against being silenced.
But hey, Hecate's catalog isn't only about struggle and resistance, not by a long shot. It's also this profound and joyful celebration of culture, of connection, and of all the small details that make life so beautiful.
Okay, you have to hear about this one. It's called La Vie en Sauce, which means life in sauce. And it's introduced with this wonderfully intriguing and totally unexpected description, promising a story that engages all the senses.
And boy, does it deliver. It's a true feel-good novel, but it's so much more. It weaves together the sharing of recipes across generations, the history of local plants, and the vibrant social melting pot of La Goulette in Tunisia. It's a story that's just bursting with humor, warmth, and heart.
And their collection is just beautifully rounded out by these deeply personal stories. One explores the small, beautiful details of daily life, while another takes us on this journey through love, loss, and that enduring connection we have to our homeland.
So, when you step back and look at this whole diverse collection, what does it really tell us about Hecate Editions? It shows us that they believe every single story has value, from the forgotten chapters of history all the way down to a cherished memory that's baked into a family recipe.
And this really leads to the main takeaway here. Hecate is so much more than a publisher.
They're curators. By intentionally seeking out and publishing these voices, they are carefully building a richer, more complex, and ultimately a more human story of the Mediterranean and of the world.
And this leaves us with a final, really vital thought. The stories we choose to read, to listen to, and to share, those aren't passive acts. They have the power to challenge our perspectives, and in their own small way, they have the power to change the world.